Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
All right, game two. Getting ready to start. Bo Tin gets the ball for the Indians.
Big Bo.
Leading off Hirschfeld for South Adams. He had a good first game, and he's fast.
Jeez, he's fast.
Yeah, he's fast. Indians lose game one, 8-5, in a game that really wasn't as close as it. Final score, Indians trailed 8-0 going into the bottom of the seventh, scored five runs, but fall short, 8-5. Hopefully we can carry some momentum over into that last inning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get some runs out. But we never really threatened until that last inning.
No.
Here we go, Hirschfeld. Bo Tin on the mound. Bo coming off a great outing at Versailles where he gave up a couple runs, but been a losing effort. The Indians lost. Was it 1-0?
1-0.
Yeah. Gave one run.
Gave up one.
First pitch, fouled. We're towards the Starfire dugout.
Starfires are, they're aggressive.
Yeah, they're ready to hit.
They swing at everything. They're ready to hit. You can throw them a fastball, they're going to hit it.
Everybody's got their bellies full. Awesome chicken dinners.
Chicken
dinners.
They
sold 700.
I heard that, too. That's unbelievable.
That's a heck of an out. That ball's high, 1-1. All for the Fort Recovery Baseball Program. Hell of a job, guys, selling those tickets.
Absolutely.
And Wendell's top-notch as normal.
Yes.
Here's a 1-1. That ball's just a little bit high. We had a chance to talk to Mr. Wilberding between games. He stopped up here.
Yeah, Big Larry.
Had nothing but great things to say about the facilities. And he said this is his 16th game this year.
Yeah, still doing a lot of them. Good for him.
That ball is a little... Oh, it's a strike called the corner. 2-2 now.
Dane's a delayer.
Is he a delayer?
He might be a little delayer, I think.
Yeah. There's a, nobody's delayer of Bob Grewball.
He's as
he
bad
throws
as
it
can.
Back to the pitcher, and then he'll call it.
Then all of a sudden you hear this,
rawr. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Swing and a miss. Had
good
a good job. Start,
Bo
Tin. One up, one down. Here's Steiner. Warner on deck.
Bobby brought me back a hot fudge milkshake. Delicious.
Delicious milkshakes from the Dairy Queen. There was only 119 people in there.
Oh, slow day.
Yep.
Perfect.
42 of them were kids crying. It was. I'm glad I went up there.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
Got a little stress relief.
Mm-hmm. And two milkshakes are only like $27.
That's a gimme.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are giant milkshakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Big.
That one's outside, 1-1.
They're still about half price of what they were with the previous owners.
So do you have an, who's our announcer this game? We don't have an announcer?
We're out.
Huh? There is a fly ball center field. Troy Holman.
Troy.
Says,
nice
she
job.
Got her, but was two up, two down.
Probably.
Here's Wainer with Bowman on deck.
Wainer did a nice job. He ended up striking out 15 Indians in the first game.
Yep. We had 15 strikeouts.
15 Ks.
That's a lot of Ks.
That's pretty good.
I think the most you can get, if I did this right, would be 21.
21. So he pretty much struck us all out.
Yeah.
Mmm. Milkshake popping it.
Cobby got mad we had suckers there today.
Oh,
I
don't
feel about us sucking on these pop.
Hope he's listening right now.
I hope he is listening. I'm about tired of him. If Neil was ever going to fire an employee, he would be the guy to fire.
Yeah.
He's the mayor. I can't fire him.
You can't?
No.
That one's a little bit tall.
Get thrown out of town.
One ball, two strikes.
He'd have the police chief following me all over the place.
One, two. A little tall.
Close.
Two, two. Two outs here in the top of the first. South Adams in Fort Recovery from the Battlegrounds here at Lefevre Family
Baseball Softball Complex.
Swing and a miss. Got him. Nice job, Bo Tin. Nice.
Bo Tin, quick.
In the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We got a half in the books. No score.
an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of the first. Let's get some bats out. Landon got us going in that last inning.
Yeah.
Of the game, one base hit.
Yeah.
And he's going to lead us off. It's post Greasy Grammel. Bottom of the first inning. Second baseman. He plays second base, and he's been a stalwart there for the last couple years.
Been pretty good.
Yes, he has. Line drive, fair down the left field line.
He's going to turn.
He is going to make a big turn, and he is going to hold up there. Nice play by the left fielder getting it in. I think he could have went.
Yeah, I think he might have made it.
Yep, but that's a good start. Yeah. And post.
Don't want to get thrown out, start out.
All right, here's Caden Greasy. Kel Rim on deck. Getting the ball in game two for the Starfires. First of all, the dude has a tremendous beard. Great beard. He looks like Kevin Shane here.
He does.
So Kevin Shane
kind of does, doesn't he?
Kevin Shane here starting. That ball's in the dirt, 1-1. It's Myers. This is G. Myers. Let's go Greg.
Greg Myers. I like it.
Could be Gordon.
Garrett.
Garrett.
Gabby.
Gabby.
Gabby Myers.
Throw over. Landed back.
He wasn't in the first game, was he?
He was not.
No. So we don't have his first name.
Nope.
The
Starfires improved to 7-3 with a win in the first game. Indians fall to 6-3.
The roster that the assistant athletic director sent us was last year's roster. So
well, they had a flood.
Yep.
Oh, that is ripped into right field, and that's going to be a double play. Runner was going all the way. He hit it right on the button, right to the right fielder.
Yep.
Two
bad
up
break.
Now.
Bad break
Two
for
out.
The Indian.
Pretty easy throw from right field to double up the runner at first base.
Okay, a little hit and run
was,
there.
Yep, hit and run, and he just hit a rope to right
hit
field.
A rope right at him.
When that
Here's
works.
Kale. Kale had a trip double.
Yep.
In the bottom of the seventh of the last game that scored three runs. However, he was thrown out at third for the last out of the game.
Last out.
He hit a high towering ball that landed about a foot from the fence. One hopped it. First pitch is a strike on a slow curveball. Indians have not got any breaks here today.
No, we haven't had much luck.
That's a strike. Good pitch. On the knees. DP Daniel Patch on deck. He'd like to get a bat here. Get Kale on.
Yeah.
That's curved line ditch.
And he's
base
going
hit left
to
field.
Base
nice
hit.
Base hit. He stuck with it, poked it into left field.
Yep.
That just reached out for and slapped it out
for
there.
A base
Good
hit.
Job, Kale.
Here's Patchy. Big 66.
66 needs to turn on one. See what happens.
I like to see him turn on one.
We need to have somebody on our team be the first one to hit it out of here.
Just looked at that.
Troy Homan on deck.
Inside fastball and jump on it.
Just take a big old whack at her.
Yep.
That one gets away. Kale's going to trot on into seconds. Now he's in scoring position.
Hey, get you an RBI here, 6-6.
I was outside talking to some of the guys and some of the parents, and I seen all the patches out there in the left field line. And there's a slew of them out there. What a beautiful night to, or day to sit out there in the old sun.
Oh, man.
Watch Indian baseball.
And watch a little Kirby Indian baseball.
At the Battlegrounds. That one's outside. Kale's going to set third. He's in there. Nice job. Good base piece of base running by Rammel.
Moving up. One more of them dirt balls, and we got a run.
That'd be fine.
Or just a good base hit.
We'll take it. Anyway.
Two balls, two strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the first.
Come on, Daniel.
That one's outside 3-0. Troy would like a – we got to get Troy on track.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see Troy rip one.
Once again, we want to thank all of our sponsors for bringing you Indian baseball today, and there's a slew of them, and that one's low, gets away.
Kale. Oh, Kale kind of fell asleep on the ball four. He could have scored there.
Oh, no doubt. So Patch walks. Now they're on the corners for Troy.
Big Troy.
Playing center field. 419-852-9201 if you're listening. We'd love to give you a shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Myers. Gavin Myers from Brian Gavin. Patch. Thank you, Patch.
Well, it can't be Gavin. That wasn't one of our guesses.
We were off.
No, yeah, that's right.
I guess.
First and third.
You know, it is unbelievable people do actually listen to us.
Yep.
I mean, really.
Yeah, we're babbling, and next thing you know, we get in.
Yeah. What the hell is people?
No, you're wrong.
They are really bored.
They are bored.
They're concerned. They love the game.
Here's Troy. Troy might have had the golden sombrero last game. Did he strike out three times?
At least three, I think, yep. I think Kale had the golden sombrero, and so did Daniel Patch.
Really?
They had a whole pile of people.
He strike
that
out.
That was high.
Strike out 15 guys. That's a ton.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. No, Troy. 2-4.
Strike.
2-4. I don't know what that. No, he walked.
Walked.
Yeah.
I had my own little thing going on there.
Yeah, Apache K Burger three times. KLK Burger three times, and then he doubled.
Ground ball.
Ground ball. Boot that, baby.
Oh, he did. Go, Troy.
Yes, sir. Hey, we'll take a break.
We'll take a break. Heck yes.
That to come up on him. You got to eat that, don't you, or not?
Oh,
bad hop.
Yeah, it's a bad hop, but.
Bad hop, but the Indians get on the scoreboard.
Oh, boy.
Swing the bat, you're dangerous. E4. Rammel comes around and score. Daniel goes to second now. Now the Indians with runners at first and second, leading 1-0. Here's Big Bo. That one's in the dirt. Good scoop by Toledo there.
This guy's got it. Kind of a neat, herky-jerky relief. Up and down.
Kevin Shaner.
Kevin Shaner.
Plus, he's got the black.
Black glasses?
No, the sunglasses. Sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
Them Chucky Taylors?
Chucky T's?
Looks like a little bit Chucky T's out there. Maybe not. Swing and a miss. Ooh. Good cut.
Big Bo way out in front. Who's going to be the first to hit a home run in this stadium?
Caden Homan.
Old number 10 might have one.
There's grounded right to
Coach. Oh, Coach. Broken fingers.
I had a chance to talk to Coach Ike's pappy out there.
He's yeah.
Super guy.
Yeah, great guy.
He says, let's get game two. I agree with him.
I'm with you. It's a great call.
That one's outside. 2-2, two out. Deuces wild. Pudge Brunswick.
Pudgy.
If you're listening, Pudge, that's for you.
One for you.
Anybody hear the squirrels? What happened to the girls' game?
Did not.
Swing and a miss in the inning. No, they get a run.
Pretty good scoop.
On two base hits, we'd leave two. Indians one. Starfires nothing.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
All right, we're back here. Good start for the Indians. 1-0 after an inning. It's 4-5-6, Ballman, Lemington, and Biel for Coach Buckingham and the South Adams Starfires. So I'm watching the spring game here, sitting here. I got it on my phone.
Yeah.
Guess who just scored a touchdown for Ohio State?
No idea.
Archie Griffin. They brought him in.
They set him up.
And they brought him in. He ran it in. Archie place is going crazy.
Well, that would have been one of my last guesses.
Yep.
That
ball
that
was a little tall, ball one.
I would have needed probably 35 or 40 hints to get
a few hints on that one.
Yep. Big 16 is Ballman. He's also the catcher, I think, yes. That one's popped up. Riggs going over. And he
got
makes
it.
A play. Good job, Riggs.
Boy, Riggsy. Mm-hmm.
Good job,
Riggs. Nice when you can help that pitcher out.
Oh,
yes.
That is big.
One up, one down. Here's Lemington, the first baseman.
Mm-hmm. Good crowd out here today.
Oh, great crowd. I agree with you.
Big name.
We might have to be thinking about
80 degrees.
Putting some more bleachers out there because everybody's just about every square foot is covered with a lawn chair.
Outside, ball one.
I think a lot of people rather sit in their lawn chairs.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think they like that.
Yeah, but then there's no place for the next people to have to stand behind them. But
popped up. That one's going to hit somebody. A Starfire fan over there.
Yeah. Guy was drifting over.
Drifting over to get it.
Catch it.
Kim Wendell says, I'm getting out of here. That one went right over my head, so I'm going to get behind the fence.
She's going to get behind the fence.
Taking pictures wide open.
Yep.
Line drive. Landon Post gets it on a hop. Throws her to Big Dan.
Out of what?
Two up, two down.
Good job.
Two quick outs. Attaboy, Bo.
Here's Beal. Is it Beal?
Beal, yep.
Yep. With Toledo on deck. Bo-10 picking up right where he left off Tuesday at Versailles. Throwing strikes, making them hit it. So far, the Indians spot on defensively.
Yep. I would say this start probably is going to put him on the Thursday start it.
I would think Marion Local.
Marion Local game.
Yeah, Doozy gets it Tuesday at Coldwater.
Yep.
I would say tomorrow, Monday, if we play, could be.
Ooh.
I mean, there's a line drive center field base hit. He didn't get a lot of it, but he did get enough of it. Pokes it right over Landon's head.
Good piece of hitting there.
Yep. All right, here's River Toledo, a great name.
River Toledo.
Number 23.
Lima
Gavin
Shawnee.
Myers on deck.
That's our opponent on Monday. They played Celina, I believe, yesterday.
Beat him 6-4. Yep.
6-4, Victor.
Or something like that.
Yep.
And then I know they're 4-6 with the win. I think that ball's just misses.
Oh, so close.
I read in the paper Coach wasn't happy with Salina's effort last night.
Wasn't happy about it?
No.
I would say Caden Greasy might get the ball Monday night, huh?
I'd say that would be a good one. Or yep, big, or the big senior. I think he'll get some innings,
Jackson?
Too. Jackson Irving.
Irving. Be. Yeah, that might be them, too.
Now, if I was a coach, I'd put the foot kid in.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, that's who I'd bring in.
He's not paying attention to us.
Yes,
age.
He is. He's over. He hears us.
Yeah,
going over there. Bring Jacob Foot in. That'll get him out. You ready? If called upon, are you ready?
Give me the ball,
baby. Damn right, he's ready.
I'm always ready.
Today's his day of rest.
Yep.
He'll be ready on Monday.
Ready to go Monday.
Popped him up.
Stay in here. Stay in here.
That's going to hit the blue umbrella.
Stay in here. Go get it, Daniel.
And he makes a catch. Nice play, Daniel.
Right,
boy, Daniel.
Job,
buddy.
Reached out on the short fence.
In the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner left. Inning and a half in the books. We got a fast one going. That'll end fast.
Oh, that's death.
Yeah, that was stupid. I am stupid.
Why would he say that?
I am very stupid. Yes, I am.
Oh, no.
No runs, a hit. 1-0 Tribe.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go. Second inning. Indians got, for some reason, what did Bo Tin do last out?
Bo
struck out.
Yes.
Okay.
Swinging.
Yep. There we go. Okay, so it's Doozy, Wendell, and Toby for Coach Kevin Ike for Recovery Indians. Off to a solid start. 2023 campaign,
6-3.
2-1 in the MAC with a couple big ones next week. That Coldwater game.
Ooh,
I love going over there.
I do, too.
We usually don't fare very well, but we did get them a couple years ago.
We got them a few years ago, yep.
That ball's a little bit low. Slow curveball. Good eye.
Still in the archives, too, I think.
Yep.
Hearing Calvi's call was phenomenal.
That was, there was only about, there had to be 1,000 people at that game.
They said 1,700, and I couldn't believe it, so I started counting. There was way over 1,500. Each one of those sections in there holds 250, and I think there was...
That one's outside. Ball four. So Doozy walks on four pitches.
Either three or four sections, and then people everywhere.
Here's Sage Wendell. Sage gets a start in game two, right field.
Sage got moved up this week. Had a nice game down there in Sydney, I believe, didn't he?
He has a really good eye.
Yeah, good eye.
Tri-Village, I believe.
Or Tri-Village?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Briggs Toby on deck. Number nine hitter. Ball's a strike.
Big Dane.
Big
Dane. At least you know when he throws a strike.
I remember when he coached freshman basketball, he was the loudest coach.
Oh, yeah, Dane?
Yeah. Throw over, runner back.
I worked with him at Crown. It was very interesting when he tried to whisper.
Yeah.
Was it just about as loud as that strike call?
Reds got some afternoon baseball today. I think they got
there goes their runner.
Oh, that's a...
Oh, lollipop.
Yeah, I think he lost control of it going up.
Yep.
Stolen base. Good job, Doozy.
Who's he got in scoring position?
O balls, two strikes. The 14. Sage Wendell.
Big Sage.
Mom is snapping wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, get contact. Move him over. Swinging a miss on a curveball.
Smidge out front of that one.
Yep. So Wendell goes down swinging. Here's Riggs. Riggs catching both games of a doubleheader. Feet went, how is that? I mean, is that... This kid's caught every inning, I think, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's nice to have an extra guy.
Especially when
to get a break once in a while.
Especially with as many games that we've played.
Yeah, we got so many of them.
But you talk about one tough dude, man. This kid's a tough dude.
He is a tough dude. Yeah. I tell you what, when he, a couple years ago, Jerry gave him the call as a freshman. We needed somebody to catch, and he didn't really want to do it, but he did a great job.
Garkey was hurt, and we needed somebody.
Yeah.
Who's the catcher on the JV and freshman? Who's our backup? Ground ball, third base. Renner looks him back. Oh, and he got him at a pickle. And he makes a tag.
He's out.
Called him out. Big Larry got him.
Big Larry's still holding it.
So that's going to be a fielder's choice for Riggs.
Coach,
I think Larry was...
Ball was in his other hand.
Yeah. Didn't touch him with the ball. But
Larry was on it.
Larry's sitting on play.
Coach's going out to talk to him, make sure he's right. Larry never moved.
He didn't move.
Never looked at him.
Like a statue holding it. You're out.
Oh, so, yeah. So.
I don't know, but Ducey says nobody tagged me. I'm not sure if he was out of baseline there or not, too.
Yeah. Here's Landon now with two outs.
Probably would have came into play. Well.
It's a good play by a third baseman. He kind of pump faked over and then. Doozy, with his wheels, was thinking, I'll go to third. And
yep.
It just went too far off. And
he did a nice job. They ran him back. Did exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
Send him back to the other base. I don't know, but Riggs has got a huge lead over there.
Landon led the game off with a base hit and then was doubled off on a rocket by Greasy.
See, now I got two outs. I got no problem with him stealing.
You're saying, see you later, alligator?
I'd say send to Randy. Let's go.
Well, you want him to catch every game? You want him to steal every base?
That's why I'm stealing bases.
That was high.
Well, he's squatting down back there.
I want him completely knocked out.
Needs to get his legs exercised from squatting down all that.
Yeah. Yesterday, I squatted down to read a putt. Thought we'd get a... Had to
take
get
a look? Couldn't get back up?
No. Had to get construction company out there on who to call.
Oh, I can't do that either.
3-1. That's high.
Takes a little while.
Caden says, I'll give it. There goes the Wendell Poultry, their other vehicle. How many operations they got?
Several. Several.
They had 700 chickens. They needed two trucks.
Yeah. Had a load of chickens. Outside ball four.
Easy steal.
So now we got them on first and second.
All right, Caden. Caden hit a rocket last time.
He absolutely did
hit a rocket. That right fielder.
Let's do that again, but drop it in there.
Yeah, I like that idea. Love to get an extra run here with two outs.
I agree with you, Mr. Feely.
Yeah, might be big.
Insurance rounds are always big.
I think.
Who's our backup catcher on the front, JV and freshman?
I think Mason Diller, maybe.
Mason Diller?
I was thinking Mason Diller. He's here. That's why I kind of thought maybe he was going
to. Yeah.
He'll probably catch some. Maybe.
He might catch the last inning or two.
So what do you think about their...
Hopefully he catches better than his dad.
Their old-fashioned socks. They got the... The stirrup socks and
them.
Oh, I can way up there. I love that look. Pretty cool.
Ah, ball one.
Old time.
Whoop, hit bone hole.
Traditional.
Looks like our center fielder's fans left us.
Yep, boys said we've seen enough.
Yep. Got too hot. And is in the dirt, gets away from him.
Oh, he's gonna
Runners will advance.
And
Good hustle. Now
good
we
job,
got
boys.
Two on the
Boy, a little base hit.
Yeah, two in scoring position.
So this pitcher must have a lot more stuff on his because the
nothing
got away from the catcher in the first game, and there have been a bunch of them get away from him here.
He's got the bouncers.
Yep. I don't know if it's more stuff or just a little bit.
Tired?
Yeah, no, control-wise.
Yep. Hey.
Ball high.
3-0.
Yeah, I'd say probably a few more in the dirt for sure.
Big Kale on deck.
Kale says, I'm hot.
Yeah.
Get me up there.
One for one.
Oh, right ahead.
That
Go, 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 go. Oh, yeah, there we go. Get two of them in here. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Send him. Send him. Absolutely.
That was crazy. So what happened was,
I thought it hit him in the helmet.
I thought it hit him in the helmet. But it hit him in the bat.
They said it was the bat.
Yep. And the third baseman picks it up, fires it over, and it goes out over his head, and we score two runs on that.
Yeah, threw it over the first baseman.
You see that very often. That's wow. Right. So 3-0.
Double.
A 40-foot double.
40-foot double.
Now, if Cale adds about 20 feet to that last time he was up, he's going to have one.
Here's Rammel. Patch on deck. That one's high. Indians leading 3-0.
That's better.
Getting a little breaks from the Starfire defense here.
Yep, just about 180 degrees from the first game.
Big number two waves that bat around, and the 1-0. Drops it down the sidearm for strike 1-1. Coach Hank says, come on, baby, be ready. The 1-1 comes low in the dirt.
Digging around.
Big lead by Greasy, but he goes back. 3-0 for recovery here in the bottom of the second.
So it hit.
Activity in the bullpen for the.
So it was a strikeout?
No.
I think it went into fair territory.
Yeah.
Did it go into fair territory?
Yeah, come out here and the guy comes
out. Because it looked like it hit his head.
I thought it did too. 3-1.
The bat came into play, yep. Threw it over his head. Perfect.
Neat play.
Two runs.
Foul. Full count. Girls, any updates on what's going on up there? Leading 6-2 game two. Who are we playing in game two? Continental. The Continental Breakfasts.
Continental Breakfast.
I don't think that's it.
Yes.
That might be them. Lincoln Continental.
Yes. Indians win 8-3. All right. So they're 1-1, and now they're in the third, probably play the third place game. So now we got them on first and second on the base on balls to Big Cale. Here's DP. Walked first time up.
Come on, Daniel.
Daniel just looks like he could hit that sucker to win the lane.
You think he'd be turned on one.
Ooh, good cut. Straight back.
Straight back. Just got under it a little.
Yep.
I'll come down in the parking lot in a couple of minutes.
It's kind of unbelievable that Brian Patch has as good athletic kids as he did. He has zero skills.
Zero.
Yeah, but Annie's.
Well, that's a good point.
He's got some pretty athletic brothers. Yeah. I guess she was probably athletic, too.
That one hit him in the back of the leg. He cannot get that breaking ball over.
Nope.
He's struggling a little bit.
Yep. So here's Willie. Hit by pitch. We got him loaded.
Now is a great time for the first home run.
Now, you know what?
Over the old fence.
Dude, he's got some pop in his back.
Yeah, he hit a home run earlier.
He's another kid I can't believe this town as he is with his dad's athleticism.
Another one.
Mom was athletic.
Another mom.
No, Michelle sucked too.
She bad too.
I don't think so. I think I saw her play a few ladies softball games. She's pretty good.
Here's Levin outside.
Look for that old pass ball here, Mr. Greasy.
Yeah, this kid's really struggling. Troy will ride him out a little bit unless he gets the one he wants. And he will not get cheated.
Come on, Troy.
Ooh.
There it is.
That one gets
coming back hot.
Oh, dead meat. Tremendous
what
tag.
A freaking tag.
Tremendous play.
Wow, what a play by the pitcher.
Yep.
Yeah, in the inning. The Indians get two. They leave them loaded after two innings for recovery three. Starfire's nothing.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Go Indians.
3-0. Camps, top of the third. 8-9-1, Myers, Conger, and Hirschfeld for Buckingham's Starfire.
Got you a new pitcher on the mound, too, Bobby.
New pitcher, Jackson Irving. So good job by Bo 10.
Bo did good.
Yep. Is he still in the game? Could he come back in if he...
he's probably... is he DHing?
I have no idea.
That might have been call today for him.
Yep, that's okay.
Came in, give me a couple innings, and get out of here.
Yep, get warmed up a little bit. A little work in before next week.
Here's a left-handed hit of Myers. Pitcher.
He's going to hit one at us here, buddy. Be ready.
Things coming at us? Jill, be ready.
Yep.
First pitch. Strike. Good way to start out.
Good pitch. Atta boy. Jackson.
Foul. Oh, straight back. Good cut. Gavin Myers. Gavin's 27 years old.
27. Happy birthday.
He got a full beard.
He does have a full beard.
Swing and a miss in the dirt. Riggs
inside, inside.
Fires it across. One up, one
attaboy,
down.
Riggsy.
K-Burger leading off number three.
I like
Here's
that.
Conger. Then top the order with Hirschfeld on deck.
Jackson Irving's been pretty good on the mound.
Yeah, I like his mechanics, and he works fast.
It's amazing how much that helps your defense by working fast.
You know we're going to make an error here.
No, we're not.
Really? Yeah.
Takes the strike.
Hit one of our guys right in the head and knock him down. What the heck?
It's Bubba's fault.
Bubba's fault.
Oh, big sneeze by
that
our athletic trainer.
Huge
sneeze. Boogers flying everywhere.
Wow, we got snot
Don't
everywhere.
Worry about it. We're all going to be sick.
Look out. I got a towel. I'll bring her up.
Ooh, on the knees.
Good pitch.
One ball, two strikes. One out. There's nothing better than a good sneeze.
Oh, yeah.
You ever do that sneeze where you fart?
Yeah,
that merge off. Twice as good.
Big.
Swinging a miss. Again, Riggs dropped it.
Riggs, you got to get her here. These guys run fast.
Hit him in the head.
Hit the runner.
They called him out.
Called him out. That a boy, Dane. Coach says I got to talk this over because
Congress says I just got hit right in the back of the head with a baseball and they're going to call me out.
I didn't hear what the umpire said.
Well,
something about the baseline. But
yeah, he ran inside the baseline and threw down a hit.
Oh, inside the baseline.
Called him out.
Oh.
So there's two out now. It's Coach Buckingham wants an explanation from.
Yeah, he says no.
That's probably right.
No, that's not the way we do it in Indiana.
Yep, I didn't know that was a thing, but
we're out.
So here's the top of the order, Hirschfeld.
Yep.
All right, Jackson, you got a break here, buddy.
Here we go.
That's kind of why they tell you to scream inside and throw it.
Yep.
So you got nobody in your way. But
that's why when a lot of times they'll come running out when they got time and make that throw. Get an angle.
Got him right in the coconut.
Yep, that poor guy. Felt bad for him.
Yeah.
Give him chicken dinner. We got some.
We got chicken dinner we'll give you.
That one's in the dirt, 1-1. Did you get chicken, Jill? Pretty good?
Good. Not too bad.
Got a date tonight? What's going on tonight? What do you do? What's your Saturday night consist of? Hanging out? Something. Briggs can't.
I think he's got a hole in there.
He's cramped up. He can't squeeze it.
He's got a spring in there.
Yep.
In his mitt. It bounces back every time.
Boing. If he had one that could go all the way back to the pitcher, he wouldn't have to just stand there.
Tremendous. Yeah. Yep. Stand there, shoot it right back down.
Oh, dang. Pull that trigger. Ooh. Good pitch. Two balls, two strikes, 2 outs.
Might have been a little inside.
Top of
maybe.
Three. We're flying along.
We are flying. Yep. Oh, that's nice.
Another one, we're done.
Yeah. Last thing took long enough. Here we go. 2-2.
Uh-oh. Trouble.
Tough play. Jackson up the mound, fires it over to Daniel. Good.
Safe.
Nice.
Huh?
Hold his foot there.
The ball beat him.
I thought the ball had it, too.
He kept his foot on there, Chris. It's... Larry Wilberding is a little closer than I was.
Yeah, but Larry's blind, too.
Yeah, Larry missed that one.
He missed that one.
Should I boo him or not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think you might have to.
Oh, yeah.
Boo. Get him out of here. Come on, Blue.
Get that Blue out of here.
What was that?
I don't know.
Foul ball.
Guess it hit his bat.
It almost
didn't sound like a bat.
Sounded like he hit his glove.
Yeah. Exactly what it sounded like.
Riggs has got all kinds of needs. He's not shaking
his hands.
Yeah.
So it didn't hit him in the gloves. Man.
Swinging a foul back.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Big Jackson gets it signed from Riggs. Looks the runner back in the pitch. Bunted. That's a tough play. Caden up. Scoops. Fired. Yeah. Ain't no way you're getting him.
Ooh. Double pump. You can't double pump.
He called him out.
Larry says out. Got him.
He's out.
In the inning.
We'll take
in the
Larry,
inning.
Come on back. We love you.
In the
go Blue. We sent him home. Now we put a statue up of him.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
5-3. We got him.
Yeah.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Going to the bottom of the third. 2-0.
3-0 then.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
There we go. All right, we're back here at the bottom of the third inning. What's the difference? Now, you're a coffee guy.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? A latte, espresso, what is it?
I don't know. I drink black coffee and that's it.
Just black as the ace.
Black as
you. Yep.
I think the espresso, they add more caffeine, I think.
Really?
I think. I'm not certain.
Are you a coffee drinker?
No, not really.
No. Love coffee.
I love the smell of it.
If you go up there, like when you go to the Tin Cupboard, she's got 48 machines.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They get them foo-foo drinks where they got, looks like a
girl's
cream
drink.
Cone.
Girl drinks. Lots of, you and the girls.
I just want coffee.
You just
want a cup of coffee, I
want
to wake up.
Lots of offices send people up there, and they'll get four or five different kinds of stuff. And
yep.
Yeehaw.
We got a new pitcher.
New pitcher, Bobby.
Yep. That last play was unbelievable. It was a ground ball to third base. Caden got it. He fired it across. The kid was almost a Rosberg. And Big Larry rings him up.
Larry says, got him just by nose.
Maybe that's a makeup from the play before that
we don't know.
He missed.
We're not sure. Or the heat is starting to get to be.
Or maybe Larry is closer than we are, and he saw it correctly, and we didn't.
Neil, quit sticking up.
I don't see it.
We haven't been. Hey, you know what? We ain't been put on like probation for a while.
We're due for probation.
Let's not do that.
We're due.
That was unpleasant.
Nah, it wasn't. Me and Big Fee had any trouble with it. It's on vacation.
Take a break.
Well, maybe Rob will let you announce his games.
Yeah.
Well, you and Calpy got to announce with Rob.
It was only home. Couldn't do all of them.
Couldn't do the MAC games.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Here's Troy.
That's new pitcher.
But Rob had you guys.
Pitcher was 27. This one is 7.
Had you guys on.
Number 7's pitching?
Nope. This kid's 7 years old.
Yeah.
Last kid had a complete full beard. This guy's got a baby face.
Yes, swinging a mess. Troy Holman. Troy was up the last time when Caden got thrown out to play. Yep. 3-0 Indians, bottom of the third.
Boy, we just need to get out of here with a W.
I'm with you, brother.
7-3. Would be perfect.
Swing and a miss.
Center one up here, Troy.
See the old farmer's working some ground. I talked Todd Homan texted in.
Yep.
I think he's here now.
Yep, Todd's out here.
He said he had to work, get the farmers in the field.
And get them going.
Hi. One ball, two strikes.
Got a fetus.
That's hungry. Swing and a miss.
Got him.
Troy strikes out swinging.
See what Jackson can do here.
One out. Here's Jackson Irving.
Big Bo's done for the day, then.
Bo has said, see you, boys. Number 15, Irving. Getting a rare at bat. That ball's low. Ball one. Alex Dew's on deck.
Last year at the Steyer Fires field, he hit one out.
He did hit one out.
Hit it very good, too. Whoa.
1-1. Swing and a miss. Number 15, George Foster.
Big George.
2-1. Boy, this is someplace, ain't it? My goodness.
It is beautiful.
Now we got to get some lights.
Yeah, let's have some.
We need a big donor. Fort Recovery Radio. We're looking for some Scoobies.
Light them up.
Well, if the light on my cell phone will help, I can turn that on.
Turn that baby on. Play ball.
3-1. Pop him up. Second baseman says one hands-er and catch it. Two up, two down.
Quick two.
Kind of golfed that one.
Here's Doozy. Doozy got walked his first time up and got picked off.
He did.
Yes, he did. Briggs Toby on deck. Nice breeze blowing in here.
Feeling good.
Feeling real good.
Yeah.
I was out here last night just screwing around on a golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
And there's watering. You ever seen a sprinkler on this thing?
I have not seen it.
Yeah, impressive.
Is it awesome?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Have you seen the garden hose they have?
No.
Comes out of that little spot behind pitcher's mound.
Nice.
All right.
If you look, you can see it. I didn't. All of a sudden, I looked up. Somebody said they got a
outside
water hose in the middle of the field.
That's what the major leagues have. They always have.
That's probably a lot easier than 7,500 feet extra hose.
Give it another 2 weeks. The old grass will be green.
My yard, I mowed today. Oh, my God.
It's coming.
It's beautiful. If anybody wants to see a nice yard, 2 of 7 weeks.
Take her by.
Take her down. Although I did put some sod in.
Attaboy.
I have a piece that will not grow. It's about really upsets me. I was outside.
Couldn't get her to
full
grow?
Count. Nope. So I stole a piece of sod from the Elks.
Nice.
He said if you water the crap out of it, it'll grow.
It'll come back?
Yep.
Give her a shot.
Yep.
He stole it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't steal it. He gave it to me. Fly ball left field. Left fielder drifts back a little bit. Now comes in a couple. He's got it. Three up, three down. Three in the books. 3-0 Indians.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes. Any occasion, from football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families, we have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry, we have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
3-4-5, Warner, Bauman, Lemmingston. For Coach Buckingham and the South Adams Starfires. Starfires win game one, 8-5. Indians are leading game two, 3-0. Saturday afternoon.
Beautiful
at the
day.
Battlegrounds. A beautiful day. Been a great day if we'd have just got the win in game one. But let's get game two.
Get game two.
We just need some more chicken in our belly.
Yep. Let's get a split.
Jackson. That's a strike. Way to get ahead of him, Jackson. Warner struck out. First time up.
Let's get him again.
Yeah. Pitched one hell of a game that first game.
He
Man,
did.
That kid was a stud. He struck out 15, he said. 15.
15. Gave up two hits.
That's pretty good game. Pretty good outing.
Pretty good outing.
1-1. That's high cheese. Two balls and a strike. It's number 13.
Two and one. Go get him here. Come on, Jackson.
That one's in the dirt. If you ain't got nothing to do tonight, Elementary has their big play tonight. What's the name of it, Neil?
What's her name?
Never mind. Maybe you didn't get the email that they changed the name of it.
Fly ball.
They did change it.
Dude, caught in right field.
The email came this morning. They changed it to what's her face.
What's her face?
Here's Bowman.
Sage went on a nice day. Play there.
Oh, man. You just have not too many brains up here in the old booth.
Nope.
Here's 16. He flew out the left field.
Mm-hmm.
Kale caught the first time up. That one is taking a little bit low for ball one.
Rex is going for the record. How many balls you can drop?
Yeah, and just pop around.
Pops out every
I think
day.
He's got a brand new glove on.
Yep. They're breaking her in.
Yep. Yeah, good pitch. 1-1.
Oh, boy.
He's probably so tired he can't see.
Caught 66
yep.
games.
He told Coach Hank, I need a break game two outside, 2-1. Coach Hank said, you got seven more in you, buddy.
Easy.
And Rick's the kid he is. You bet I do, Coach.
Yep, I got no problem with that.
Good there, pitch, 2-2.
Framed that one. blowing out a little harder to the left field.
Yeah.
You're up in the air here, boys. See what happens.
Grounded. Landed post. Scoops it up. Fires it to Daniel.
That's a great play by Landon. Good play. He covered a lot of ground.
I thought it was through there with no doubt.
4-3. Two outs. Here's Lemington.
Quick inning here.
Be all on deck. Top of the fourth. Grounded third.
Oh,
you don't see that very often. That is an E5.
King took his eye off just a smidge there, and it got away from him.
You do not see that very often.
Was that the speedster?
Is that? No. Hirschfeld's the speedster.
Okay, I was going to say. Maybe that's you thought Lemington. That was him.
Yep. Here's Biel. Come on, get out of here now, boys. Don't give him any life. Don't give him any rally towels.
Let's keep him down.
Jackson's pitch well. Ball across the plate. That ball's a little bit tall. Good pitch.
Pretty good pitch.
Back in action for the opener for the dedication on Monday.
Monday.
Hopefully the Mother Nature
lets us do it.
Lets us do it, but it does not sound good. Foul back to the screen. High of 40. Now, we're going to be fine up here because we got some glass windows in here, and we'll sit up here and
got cushy.
Actually, there's a little heater up here in the corner. We're going to be just fine.
But I don't see why we wouldn't play.
For everybody else.
75 degrees in here.
Yep. And I think I heard Jonas and that's foul back. Jonas and Holly talking about they have another date for if we would happen to get canceled. Yep. It would be like May 1st or 2nd. So we could May 2nd?
May 2nd.
Yeah. So if we don't get it in Monday, folks, we are going to have come hell or high water, we're having a dedication.
We're going to get a dedication, yes.
Even if you have to,
we have a lot of people to thank.
We do.
Because what we have here is pretty special. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Let's get out of here. That's hot. 2-2. Two, two.
Didn't quite get on top of that
up there,
one.
Man.
Yeah, didn't quite get on top of that one.
Let's go, Jackson. Finish it off.
If you just turned in, the girls' softball is at the Ayersville Invitational today. They lose the first game. There's a ground ball. Trent Dews. Or
Alex
Dews.
Nice.
That was a good play. Alex.
Nice play, Alex.
In the inning, no runs, no hits, a runner left. Through three and a half, your Indians lead, 3-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Do you have symptoms of heavy, tired legs, swollen ankles, or varicose veins? Vein problems can progressively worsen over time. Wearing properly fitted compression stockings could help improve circulation and provide relief of achy, tired, heavy legs. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bernie, Indiana, and talk to our qualified staff to see how fitted compression stockings could help you. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes. Great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, bottom of the fourth inning. Indians leading 3-0, 8-9-1. Sage Wendell, Riggs Toby, Landon Post.
For Coach, let's go.
You know what? Let's get seven.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Get seven. Get out of here.
Call her a day.
Yep. Get three outs on the top. And say,
I like it. I like it.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't sleep for the crap last night.
Was that like a light?
Was you? Ah, I hate that.
Just insomnia or gut problems? Or
I had to take a crap about two and about three and about four.
Oh.
Yeah, had her coming.
Had her gone?
Yeah.
Get her to go.
And after that, I slept good for the next 2 hours.
That
super.
Pizza burger at Jackie's, was
exactly
it?
Right, Neil. You cannot eat. Gotcha. You eat the wrong stuff on that stuff I'm on. You're done, and I'm done. Here's Sage. Sage struck out swinging. We tooted his horn beforehand and said,
yeah.
Yep. Then what's he do? Makes us look stupid.
Makes us look bad.
But not this time. Number 14 is ready to go. Here we go.
Big bottom up the middle. Up the middle here, Sage. One time.
Somebody's got their lights on in a Ranger out there.
Yeah, blinding us.
That one hit him. No.
Nope. Got his butt back just in time.
Yeah.
This kid is a hell of a swimmer.
Yes. He is a good swimmer.
Yep.
Setting records and he's a pretty good kid.
Yeah, he's hard not to be a good kid with them parents.
Yeah, pretty good.
And that's what he always said about Mr. and Mrs. Feely. What happened to Harold?
What happened?
Yeah.
How well, Mr. used it all up on Dick and all his sisters and Mike.
Grounded just foul.
Hit it hard.
Yep. 2-1.
Whenever I see Sage, I just kind of keep thinking 4 years ago and he's that little squirrely bat kid, bat boy.
That's right.
Who's that little kid? Well, he ain't a little kid anymore.
No, he isn't.
He is a...
Time flies, boys. Inside, 3-1.
Good, strong kid.
Hit his pitch here, 14, get him.
Come on, big 14, here's the 3-1 pitch. Grounded up the middle. Tough play by the second baseman. Gets a good hop, though. Flips her on. Get him.
Oh. Just about. He almost bobbled it.
So that's one down here in inning number four for the Fort. And here's Riggs Toby. Riggs scored a run. He reached on a fielder's choice in the second. 3-0 Fort. Game two. Doubleheader. Indians lose game one, 8-5. Trying to make amends here in game two. That one did plunk him in the old left butt cheek.
Kabook.
Riggs says, sore enough today.
Yep. Arm's about to fall off. Yep. Now you break my back. Perfect.
Thank you, Bob.
It's his 38th time getting hit this year.
Yeah, he gets hit a lot.
He does get hit a lot.
Here's Landon. Landon is one for one. Scored a run. Singled first time up. Walked and scored in the second. He's a hell of a leadoff hitter, folks.
Good leadoff. Good 1-2 punch with him and Caden Greasy.
Yep.
Big lead for Riggsy.
That was high.
Last Wednesday, we had Coach Shane on, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fien. Very good. Getting the archives, listen to her and Renee Evers, an assistant coach.
Yeah, good interview.
It's always nice to talk Indian softball in there.
Yep.
They're about 500 now. They're going 1-1 today. They had a nice win last night in the cancer game with Fort Laramie.
Yep.
So they beat them 9-8 or 8-7, one of the two. So good win for Fort.
There goes a runner.
That runner's out. Stunt throw down. Got him.
Oh.
Larry, quick orienting.
I
called him out.
He's
still sliding.
Yeah. Larry says, boys, it's getting late.
I'm tired. I got to go.
Greg says, two out now. Let's see what coach says, if he says safe or not.
Nope. Riggsy won a high five. Coach says no. He's giving you one.
No, he's staring at umpire.
Yeah, he's about still
bulldogging.
So who hired this guy?
2-2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of fourth. That one's in the dirt, full count for Landon Post.
It's in your glove, my friend. Catcher's looking around trying to find it.
Kate and Greasy on deck. Our sports talk's probably winding down, man. How many shows are we going to have left?
Yeah, well, into the spring season. Away.
Popped him up. Out of play.
Probably
the fire hydrant.
Usually through the month of May.
We're going to have to look at that contract next year.
Oh, you want to go the whole summer?
Full count pitch. Ooh, inside. Ball four.
Hit him on an apparatus there or something.
So Landon's on for the third time on a base on balls. Here's Caden. Caden lined to right field and then reached on an error.
Mm-hmm.
On a crazy play.
First time doubled up, Landon. Landon took off on a hit and run and got doubled up. Oh, Caden.
That's a strike. So I got these like caveman hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're just dry and just feel terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up to Cal Farmers yesterday, and I said, "In the Kaiser,
mm-hmm.
Jess,
yeah,
ground ball up the middle, nice hop by the shortstop, flips on to second. We'll come back and talk about my hands after this.
Yeah,
3-0 after four. You're Indians.
I want to hear it.
Yeah,
we'll be back."
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh meals.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
We're back?
Yep, yeah, we're back. Sorry.
We're back. Top of the fifth inning. 7-8-9. River Toledo, Gavin Myers. And Conger, the three hitters for the Starfires. Jackson Irvin's pitched well, Fee.
He has. He came in relief in the third inning, I think. He went to a couple zeros out there. Keep it up.
Well, I think Coach Ike's game plan today was get 50 pitches out of his starters.
Yeah.
You know, I think this was one of those deals where he wanted to get some work for all the guys. We knew we got a busy week this week coming up, and we're coming off a busy week. So
yeah. I think, 50 pitches keeps them sharp. That way you're not sitting there for 4 days waiting 5 days to wait to pitch. So
right.
Worked out good.
2-0. Low 3-0. Come on, kid. Come on now. Don't
worry. Big fella. Come on now.
3-0 Fort leads here in the fifth. Jaden's up.
Two runners on.
High ball four. Walks him on four pitches.
Quick four pitches.
Let's not do that anymore.
Here's Myers, the pitcher. Time is called. I think we're going to pinch runner here for the big man.
The big fella's going to take a break.
It's number 14, Pete Rose, coming in.
Oh, he hit that hard. Get up. Off the fence. All right.
What are you watching?
Jaden.
Oh.
My nephew.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Hit it hard. Ain't anybody doing anything?
He hit a rocket right again.
I don't know what you're talking about there.
Yep.
Gavin Myers, the play.
Toledo, they just scored two runs on him. Nice hit.
What's going on here, boys?
I don't know.
What a delay.
Oh, my God.
We got things.
We got places to go.
I think they heard you say that things were going smooth, so yeah. Decided to slow her down a little.
All right, here we go.
Hey, we finally got Kate and Greasy moved in a little bit.
That's a strike. Good pitch. 0-1.
This is where you get. You got a signal down there to Daniel Patch. That kid took a huge secondary lead. Let's see old Riggsy fire one down there and pick him off.
Outside, 1-1. So I was telling you about my hands.
Yeah, what's up?
So I go to Count Pharmacy and Jess, is it Joss or Jess?
Jess.
Jesse comes up. I said, my hands are disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Caveman hands.
She said, yeah, so's your face.
Yeah, she goes, that matches the rest of your body.
You've got all this stuff.
She said, you got to try this stuff. She said, everybody uses it. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a cream.
Mm.
It's unbelievable. My hands are like smooth
as silk.
Really?
It's like, and it's cheap. It's like $6 or $7.
Perfect.
It's in a green little container. So if you got caveman hands, stomp up Cal Pharmacy. They'll set you right up.
Is it like in a squeeze bottle thing?
No,
a tube or a little jar?
Yeah, it's like something like this with a
little aloe vera in it or something.
I don't know, but look at these babies, huh?
I'm looking good.
I could do nail commercials.
Yeah. And commercials.
Palmolive.
Yeah.
You're soaking in it.
Palmolive.
We're the only three who remember that commercial.
Doesn't matter. As long as we're entertaining ourselves, we don't.
That's right. Nobody's listening anyway.
Nope.
3-1. Come on. Come on now. Let's go.
3-1. Go get him here, Jackson.
Jackson gets a sign from Riggs. Throw a strike. Make him hit her.
There's
the letters. Two, full count now.
Well, I bet if somebody is having that problem, they just go up there and say something to Jess.
She'll set them
or
right
any
up.
Of them. They'll
yeah. Send in a runner here, Bobby.
You can't remember the name
no,
of
No, I am not.
He's not.
That was low. Ball four.
Well, he walked first two. Coach Ike
on
the
out. There's Coach Ike.
Coach Ike says we can't do that.
Now you might see Kate and Greasy.
It's a possibility.
Time is called. He's going to see what's going on with Big Jackson. How you feeling? He says, Jackson, I'm fine.
Feel good.
He says, if you're fine, throw it across the plate.
Why are you throwing, balls then? No strikes.
So I think that's 9 pitches and 8 of them were balls.
That's not good.
Nope.
Still talking to them. He's got everybody out there.
Yep.
He's saying, he's making his defense know what's going on.
Yep.
Here comes the home plate umpire.
Dane says, let's break her up. Let's go.
And he's going to stay in there.
All right, senior.
Here's number 9 hitter.
Triple play.
Oh. A triple play.
5-4-3.
Only if I would be running. What was that?
That was my belt up against
Neil with a big squirker.
Neil with a big old
squeak.
Surprised it wasn't Jill. Wish she sneezed a little bit ago.
Gee, we're thinking this is we're thinking Bunny or that, huh? They ain't weighing.
She has not asked if I wanted to drink of that water. That water's freezing cold in that jug. Bunted. This
three,
could
be three,
a,
three, three.
Oh, just get the out now. Oh,
gonna get
boy.
The out.
Oh, boy.
Bunt. Jackson didn't field it right away. And
that's an E1.
Didn't feel it. And, boy, Riggsy could have called it out. I think we had to get it third.
Play good baseball today, folks. Just now they're loaded.
This couldn't pick it up, Clint.
And the top of the order.
This guy's a bunter.
Yeah.
They could bunt here for a squeeze.
Hirschfeld with Steiner on deck. It's a strike.
Nice. There's a strike. Boy, an okay wouldn't hurt a bit.
Indians in at the corners. Myers has got a huge lead at second. That is ripped to center field.
Right,
Troy.
Daddy. Get it
makes
in.
A catch. Runner tags. No, he don't.
He didn't tag.
He hit it too hard. Boy, oh boy, Indians get a break there. Nice job.
Yes.
So now there's one out. Bases remain loaded.
I think that was Coach's fault.
Well, he kind of, the kid went down the line
he
too far.
He went a couple steps.
He's going to score anyway.
Instead of get back.
Yeah, just stay right there, brother.
Yep.
Here's Steiner.
If it drops, you walk in anyhow.
Yep. One are on deck.
How about a double play here? 6-4-3 one time. Yep.
Big out. A ball that was hit hard. That's a little bit low. Ball one.
Come on, Jackson. Got to work hard now.
puppy mutton foul territory here.
They did. Yeah, Neil called it.
But it's out of play.
Just a little out of play, though. You didn't say that.
I guess I didn't.
You got to be specific.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't think
one,
you could
one.
Hear me.
They heard you.
I guess.
One out. Come on, Jackson. Ducks on the pond. Good job, buddy. Took a little off that one. One ball, two strikes, one out, bases loaded. 3-0 Indians trying to hang on to the lead. Grounded to short in a hole. Doozy flips it to second for the out. Oh, the run is going to score.
Time. Call time. I think he spiked him. Might have got him in the foot.
There's an RBI, though.
Yep.
So Indians get out of there with only one run scored so far, but the runner's on the corners now. Fielder's choice RBI for Steiner. Here's Wanner.
That was going to be a tough double play.
Absolutely it was.
Yep.
First and third. We're calling a play.
3-1 now. Well, you got to think the kid's going in. He's probably not throw it through, you wouldn't think.
Well, you wouldn't think so.
Nope.
Although Rick got a shotgun back there.
He got a pretty good arm. He gets a bad jump.
If he gets him, that's out number three, so it doesn't matter what the guy at third does if we get him. If we get the runner from first.
Nope.
Line drive landed. Post makes a great play.
What a play.
Landon Post. That ball was rocketed into right field, but Landon says, not today, boys. In the inning, a run.
Wow.
No hits, and they leave them two on, and after 4.5, your Indians lead 3-1.
Wow.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
We're listening to Copperhead Road. Steve Earle, if you're out there listening, that's who sings.
Earle.
Nobody in the
Neil
booth
and
knew
Bob
that.
Doing a little line dancing.
The country boys, the Foot Brothers down there, they know country music.
They know country.
And I guarantee you, Troy Homan knows it.
Troy would know.
3-4-5, Ramble Patch and Homan. Let's get that run back.
Got a new pitcher here, Bobby, or what?
Yep.
Looks like it.
Pete Rose, number 14.
14.
It is. Nope, he didn't play this. Oh, here we go. I don't know what. Miracle.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Miracle is now the pitcher. Cale Ramel. Cale's been on twice. Been up twice, on twice. Singled and walked. Scored a run. Cottonhead Road.
This wouldn't be a bad time to lead off with a home run.
Home run?
Nah, I don't want to do it now.
No, we want it. We want him to get it. We want somebody to get it here. Might as well be today. Let's do it now.
Or could he run him in number two?
Yeah, man, hit him on the American flag.
That hurt.
Yep.
That hurt me on the spine.
First pitch, first hit. Ooh, got him right in the old
clunk. Right in the back.
Yep.
Just about back of the neck, even.
That would hurt.
That hurts.
I don't know if I'm...
big old.
How long
does
it hurt though? You think Greg is starting to ease off now?
Or? Oh, yeah, he's all right.
Yeah,
he's all right.
Here's DEP Daniel Patch, been up twice and on twice. He too got hit.
Yeah,
hitting big old butt.
A lot of plunking.
Yep, that one's outside for a ball.
Damn, I might have to see one here.
I think you're right. Troy on deck. Senior. Popped him straight up in the air.
That's a high one. Come on, ball. Get over here. Get over here.
Nice play by the third baseman. One out now. Here's Troy. Come on, Troy.
Troy's due to rip one.
He is.
Come on now.
Big hitter.
Number 11.
Number 11. Barry Larkin.
Barry Weaver.
Barry Weaver, there goes the runner.
Swing throw down. He's in there. Easy. Stolen base for Kale.
Kale, nice job.
Well, might as well get him in then.
Scoring position. Let's get him in. Let's get that run back.
I'd say Troy swung and missed more times this year than he did all of last season.
Yeah.
Come on, kid. Make some good contact here. Swing and a miss.
Still out 0-2. Front a little bit.
I'd like to see him try bunt. Try to get down the funk a little bit, you know?
Coach telling him, let the ball come to you. He's just a little out front.
Yep. 0-2. Slow curve. Gets away.
No, don't go nowhere.
Not far enough.
Good job, Kale. One out in the inning.
295 to the right field foul line. 290 to the left field foul line.
No Fort Fence.
345 to center. 350 in the gaps. Swing and a miss.
Got him. He's frustrated because he's just,
yeah, he's just
a little ahead.
Struggling.
We got to get him back a
he's
little
a gamer,
bit.
So he don't like that crap either.
Yep. We're going to get Mr. Garkey another swing.
Yep. Alex Garkey coming in. Number 44.
Probably coming in.
He's going to hit for Jackson.
Jackson, yeah. Jackson's day is probably done.
Yep. So we're going to have a new pitcher in the top of the sixth for the fourth.
Probably you're looking at him.
You think he'll pitch again? Pitch first game?
Yeah. He didn't pitch too much, though, I don't think, did he?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think. Huh? Can't pitch two games in a row?
You can't pitch in the second game? Even if you. Huh. Well, then I'd say we put him at third base and Kane Greasy's pitching.
Well, this girl's unbelievable. She knows more about the game than me you ever thought about.
Yeah, real bucking.
Not only is she the number one athletic trainer in the MAC.
I can't believe he can't pitch again. It was under 30 pitches.
Throw over there.
I'll be done.
Kale back pretty easy.
Gurkey waves the big bat around. Miracle looks at his catcher and the pitch. That's high.
This kid, he kind of looks back while he's winding up, looks back at second base, keeps his runner there. I don't know how he'd ever throw a strike.
He's all over the place.
He's got to be everywhere.
Yeah, he's a weeble.
Got his head on it. Looks like Linda Blair.
He throws it right down the center. One ball, one strike, two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Fort Recovery leads it 3-1.
Come on, Alex. Get you an RBI here.
This game has slowed down, too.
Yes, it did. First hit, first RBI.
Grounded. Nice stop. Look what I found.
It's high. Nope. Right on
the nice play by the third baseman. In the inning, no runs, no hits, a runner left. Five in the books for Newsly 3-1.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here in the sixth inning. And Fee, you were right. Caden Greasy's getting the ball, and Alex Gerke's going to go over to third base. We're joined here, and during the last inning, you heard Jill talk about, that's Jill Snyder, who is our athletic trainer here at Fort Recovery. And she was talking about the rules, and she knows she's an old softball player. And we were talking about during the, what your seasons consist of. And I asked you as far as the summertime, and talk a little bit about what you do now as far as what Fort Recovery has.
So in the summer, we all end up covering our Acme games. So I still get to be around our baseball athletes once season is over and we transition into the Acme season. As the other sports teams run their open gyms and their summer practices, coaches get, they OHSAA just changed it to 13 days coaches are allowed to have through the summer. And I will get to cover all 13 of those days if they choose to have them here in Fort Recovery. Now, if they go to an away shootout, obviously I'll get them ready to go, but I don't travel with them. Our company, Community Sports and Therapy Center, we provide coverage for the Grand Lake Mariners that operate out of Salina. So we all take turns covering one or two of those games a week, depending on our school schedules. And then a couple years ago, some of our female coaches and myself felt like we could use some better lifting for our girls. Our girls were getting really into lifting, and there wasn't a whole lot in the summer, and some of the coaches decided rather than everybody have their own program and try to run it at their open gyms, why don't we just do one big program and make it accessible to everybody? So we have started getting that rolling, and last year we made it, I think, even better than it's ever been. We run it about 2 days a week. The girls, we have a raffle at the end for the girls that show up consistently. The more you show up, the more chances you get to be in this raffle. Holly helped us find some really, really great prizes last year. The girls really seem to love it. So we're excited to get that rolling again this year. We made a few changes, hopefully to make it even a little bit better for the girls, and hopefully keep getting positive impacts and making our girls' sports teams even better than they already are.
The first batter led off with a base hit, so he's on first. Here's Lymington. So you're employed through sports therapy, right?
Yeah, Community Sports and Therapy Center.
And your hours, how many hours a week do you work? I mean, do you do keep track of it? Like, you're here, so you're here. You get here today at 10, and you're here till... So.
Yeah, we all are full-time employees. All athletic trainers that are employed with us are...
Rounded to third. Tough play for Gerke. Big time play by the freshman. Yeah. One up.
That
one.
Was nice.
Yeah.
Impressive.
One out. Yeah.
We're all employed full time, so I get a minimum most weeks of 40 hours. Now, sometimes the spring will change a little bit just because of the weather and being in Ohio being unpredictable. But for the most part, I get a minimum of 40 hours just here at the school. Occasionally, we do help our other coworkers cover other schools with sickness and vacations and stuff like that. In the summer, it might drop a little bit, but for the most part, we stay pretty consistent right around the 35-hour mark as an average over the course of a calendar year.
So you're from, where are you from?
I graduated from Bakken's High School.
Okay, so you're a Trojan over there, and so you probably knew Reese Rogers, and right?
I did. Tony was my sixth grade teacher, actually.
Is that right?
Yes. He taught me math and science.
Yeah. So you this is how many years at Fort Carey? Six?
Six, yep.
And you live here in town?
I do.
Yep.
I do.
And you're here about all the time. You're here more than Holly.
Yeah. I feel that sometimes I joke that I'm just going to put a mattress in one of the locker rooms and just sleep in there.
I'm sure it can wear on you, and you do a heck of a job. And it's really interesting to listen to some of the stuff that you do. And that summer, I had no idea. I had no idea that, you know, I don't think everybody knows that we have a program like that and that you're very involved in just basically the conditioning of the athletes.
Yeah, it's actually slowly become one of my favorite parts. A lot of the female athletes around here made me love it more than I realized. I lifted a lot, obviously, as a collegiate athlete. And then when I got here and saw how much some of the girls were getting into it as well and how they just knew that it could make them better athletes and put them above some other kids, I couldn't help but start something for them so that they had access to the same things that I feel like a lot of our male athletes already had access to.
Well, I can tell you, I'm speaking for not only Fort Recovery Radio, but all the Fort Recovery and mostly the parents, of how appreciative we are of the job you do. And you really do yourself proud.
So thank you. I try.
So we appreciate you stopping up here and talking to us a little bit. That's Jill Snyder, and Jill's just an all-around champ of a person. So now we got two guys on. Tying run is over at first base. With one out, 0-1 the count for the pitcher. Miracle?
Hey, Jim.
Bunt.
I'm going to go check in. Third base, Alex. He's been doing it. He jammed his hand on that dive, I think. I'm not sure what he did, but might check him out.
Squared around a bunt. One ball, one strike, one out here in the sixth. First and second. Throw back to there. Got him. Larry, he's in there.
Oh, you never know about Larry.
No, you never know. Big Larry's been
the old quick
all over the place. God love him. What a guy. Caden, come on, kid. You and Riggs here.
Part of our 71 state championship team.
Squared the bunt and pulled it back for a high ball. 2-1.
Pretty good coaching staff we had.
Yep. That was fun.
Myers on deck. And the 2-1. There's the
swing. There's a good pitch.
2-2. Now he's got to be swinging, I think.
Yeah.
Caden gets a sign from Riggs.
Get him yourself here, Caden. What
and
you
the 2-2 outside. He's squared around. He's bunting all the way.
He was trying to get a bunt.
Come on, man. Throw strikes. Let him bunt it.
A bunter. We'll
Alex
take it out.
Deuce is deep at third. I'd like to see him come in a little bit. Full count. Bunted foul.
He
needs to get a break.
He's out, right? You're out, son.
Well,
yes,
Coach,
sir.
I don't think he. Yep.
Didn't realize he had.
So that's a strikeout.
That's a big help.
Yeah, he was going to step
Two
back
outs.
In the batter's box.
Yeah, he thought he was going
to
get a hit again.
Here's a left-handed hitter that started the game is Myers, Gavin Myers.
Got to get it out.
That's a big out there.
Yes, it was.
Yes, sir. A couple more where they're at.
I think he kind of lost track of.
How many strikes he had on?
Yeah,
I think
he
so
did.
Too. I think he thought he had
even
one.
After he bunted, he stayed there and he did.
Yeah.
Umpire told him, he said, "That's it, Bo."
Yeah.
Take
Dean said, "I think you need to go sit down there.
Take a break. Got a shot at
Come
it.
Come on, Caden. One more. There's a strike. Good pitch.
Nice.
Good pitch.
Caden Greasy, sophomore for Coach Kevin Ike, Fort Carey Indians.
He'll be a good one before he's out of here. Too.
He is going to be a good one. He's already pretty solid.
He's pretty darn good right now.
Be really good if he'd get one more out.
Yep.
0-1. Strike.
Good pitch. Way ahead now, Caden. Way ahead. Get him yourself here.
Yeah. 3-1, Indians leading here at the top of the sixth. Two outs, runners in first and second, and the 0-2. Curving the dirt hit him. Oh, my goodness.
He didn't make much of an attempt there, but.
My goodness.
Curveball hit him in the foot. That is not good.
On an 0-2 pitch. God. Who called that curve in the. Why would you throw that pitch?
Exactly.
And he didn't come close to hitting that ball.
No. Kid didn't move.
No.
Waited on it to hit him because he knew it wasn't going to hurt.
Here's Conger. He reached on an error last time.
We got
to
force out anywhere here, fellas. Yep. Let's get an out. Knock her down.
Ball high.
Let's do a little 10-foot high pop-up that Riggs catches.
10-foot. Not 10 12. Feet. Not
nope.
8.
Nope.
I like 10.
10.
10.
Mm-hmm. Swing and a miss. 1-1.
Keep throwing that by him. Yeah. That'll work, too.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Number 9 hitter. Throw strikes. 1-1.
Ooh, in the dirt. Front. Nice job, Riggsy.
2-1.
We got to be a wall here. You don't want to give me anything.
Nope. You got to throw strikes because you don't want to walk one in.
Nope.
Especially number 9 hitter.
Nope. We got to go get this guy. He was way behind him before.
Good pitch.
Good pitch.
On the
one
corner.
More.
2-2.
One more of them. Get out of
two
this.
Two outs.
Let's get out of this thing.
Okay. It seems like he's laboring a little bit out there, don't
Working
he?
Working hard, yeah.
Gets a sign. The 2-2. High ball
way
three.
High. Runners will be going.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him. He's got his arm's tired, I think.
He definitely don't feel right.
Nope. Come on, kid. Throw me a strike here now.
Just give me one strike here. Make him a hitter anyhow. Let that defense do something.
Full count. Runners go. Pop foul.
Good pitch.
Yep.
Working hard.
Top of the order on deck. 3-2. Runners are gone.
They'll be going again.
Come on, kid. Come on, kid. And the pitch.
Got him! Big pitch.
Nice job, Bub. Ooh. In the inning, no Ooh. Runs. They leave him loaded. 3-1 after 6.5 and a half. He's hurting.
Yeah.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
We're back here on Fort Recovery Radio. What you looking for, Fee?
Bubba's wall.
Oh. It's right over there.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Bottom of the sixth. Indians hanging on 3-1.
Yeah, we need to.
Cade Greasy worked pretty hard.
Things going here.
Inning. I don't know if he's going to be able to come out and finish or not.
Well, we'll see.
See what happens.
Yep. And, you know, it may be one of those things where, you know, even if he does feel good and wants to come back, maybe we want to have one more pitcher throw a few pitches.
Yeah, maybe get another few pitches.
You know, we got.
Except I ain't sure who you got down there.
Yep. So we'll see how it goes.
See how she goes.
Alex Dew's coming up for the Indians.
What we got. Alex Dew's. Alex says, got a base on balls, and he flied out.
In this single, he's getting ready to hit.
And a sharp shot off the third baseman. I'm going to give him a hit on that one, Neil.
Yep.
Hit it hard at the third base.
The post was right in front of me. I just saw it go off his glove.
Yeah.
It was a shot.
It was a low liner.
Yep.
Pretty nice play.
It would have been a great play if he'd have gotten it.
Sage Wendell's coming to the plate. Coach, I'd like to get that run back.
Yes.
Somehow or another, let's get Ducey in.
Yeah, it throws over to try to catch Alex. He's back easy standing up. Now just one step.
Leadoff man is on. Sage swearing, pulls it back. The strike.
Yep. Good pitch.
Strike one. Didn't feel like he could get that bunt down, so he pulled it back. Thought it was a ball. But the umpire thought different. They make a lot of throws to first.
Yep.
And we've had runners on, and it seems like every guy throws two or three times over.
Have they thrown one away yet? I was thinking they might have in the first game, but that, you know, we seem to, about every fifth time, we throw one against the fence.
Yep. Oh, yeah, nice bunt. Good job.
Yep.
Got him over to second. Nice job by Sage Wendell with a sacrifice.
Yep, probably a little harder than he wanted. It went right to the pitcher pretty quickly, but the Ducey point of that is not getting on base. It's moving that guy over, and he did exactly that.
Ducey got a good jump. And,
yep.
Well, we're a base hit away from getting that back.
Yep. Riggs.
Riggsy. Number 9 hitter. Ball high. One away. Indians trying to get that one run back.
Yeah, let's get a few extra, too.
Maybe a few, yep.
Oh, no.
Boy, our running today has been something unbelievable.
It's the second time they got Alex on that, too.
And he's out.
Yep, two different pitchers got him going. Taking off too quick.
Second out of the inning.
Yeah, now you have to be on base, Riggs.
Ducey took himself out of there.
You get a base hit?
Yep. Yep. Sacrificed by Sage to get him to second and then get picked off. Our base running's been a little not the best. All right, Riggsy. Get us going here. We'll go to you. The wind in the pitch. Two balls, one strike. A little high, 3-1.
Landon took a swing at
it. Yeah, let him rip her. Ooh, about had that one on the field.
Time call. Our pen's on the field.
Time call, we get a pen on the field. Walked him. Riggsy.
All right, Riggs.
Raise on balls.
Top of the order. Let's go, boys.
Back to the top. Landon Post.
These guys are supposed to be on base. Let's do that right now.
Landon. With a hit and a couple base on balls. One for one on a day. Scored a run. Ball out.
Barber is pretty solid.
Pretty solid? Yeah. All right, well.
Been chewing on a Starburst, Bob?
We get a lot of food.
Check your phone, see if you got a text from
Kathy yet. We get a lot of food. Like text. Pop-pow.
I like to chomp right on from Calvi.
If you could only maybe limit it to just him that could hear it.
But yeah.
That's okay. It's real people doing real stuff, so it's pretty good.
Throw over to first. He's back easy.
What flavor Starburst you get there, Fee?
I got a red one.
Red is not a flavor.
Cherry, maybe?
Okay.
Shot up the middle base hit.
All right.
All right. Nice.
That boy Landon, 2-for-2 on the day.
That's what the leadoff hitter is supposed to do.
Well, that would have been a run.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't even remember that one after we score 3 or 4 here this inning.
I'm with you.
It's 2 outs.
Caden Greedy going to try to help himself here.
I didn't like his motions after the first.
I thought you were right, too. He looked like he might be.
Well, he pointed his elbow.
Something don't feel right.
Nope. I didn't think he had the velocity, and I thought he was really struggling out there just to.
Yeah, he was.
Wouldn't surprise me if he does not finish this thing off.
That's cool. I just told Neil, you're gone. We may have to find one more pitcher. Shot in from his head. Come on, go!
There we go. Loads him up. Ooh.
Bases loaded.
So you weren't in favor of me having Cale hit a home run when he was a leadoff man, is it?
No.
Hits it with the bases loaded?
How about base hit?
Nah. I'll take a base hit, too.
Hit the bridge out there, Calpe's house.
Going to the bridge. Hit that hard.
Yes, he did.
Cale didn't like that one. Stayed off of it. Ball one. Bases juiced.
Come on, 2.
Need a big hit here. Ball inside. He take a walk. 2-0.
I'm green lighting wide open.
Boy, this is where you pick a zone out you like, and if it's in that zone, rip it.
Yeah, he has to throw a strike, and Cale knows that, and let's put her over in the ditch out there at Compey's house.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
So
you're going to take the ball from Miracle?
Yeah, take the ball from me. Want to take a break or want to
jibber jabber? Yeah, we might as well take a break. Pay some bills, come back, see who our new pitcher is.
Number 4.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
New pitcher.
He's been in once. Free.
Who we got?
McKeon. Jack.
Good coach.
Yeah.
Good manager. McKeon, a new pitcher. He's going to try to get him out of this jam.
Won the World Series with the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
Like probably Florida. His uncle that he's named after.
Trader Jack.
He's inheriting a 2-0 count.
Bases loaded with 2 outs.
Go on, 2.
Well,
I still like the find the zone and rip it.
Yep.
If you like it, Kale. Ball low. 3-0. Now you got a lot of pressure on him. Might want to take one.
Yeah.
But you know he's going to groove one.
He has to.
So I'd be swinging.
He's got to groove the next two. Took
taking,
one.
Taking all the way.
Should have now 3-1, you can rip.
It'd be 7-1.
7-1 sounds pretty good.
We'll still get to 7-1.
Kale? Nope. Ball four. That's a run. Ball four. Base on balls for Gail Rimmel. That moves everybody up. And Rich Toby scores, making it 4-1. Daniel Patch, we're one big hit away from maybe sending them home.
Are we going to make him throw a strike before we swing? Or? I don't
know. Ball high. That's a tough situation for that.
Yeah.
For McGinn.
Oh, yeah.
2-0. Bases loaded. A little out.
But four out of
two balls.
Five pitches have been balls. So.
Yep. Damn, moving up in the box. Looking for some. Hit it. Hit it hard. Hit it hard. Hit it. Foul.
Foul line.
Foul ball.
In that 290 corner, I'm going to say hit it every bit of 250. Foul.
Little foul. Didn't get all that one.
Nope. They're off the end of the bat.
Off the end of the bat.
I'm just killing these Smarties.
You are.
They don't go very good with water, though. You see how I always give you the yellow and the...
I get the crummy ones.
Yep. I'm eating the crap out of red and orange.
Oh, trouble. Trouble. Get
that
going, boys. Get going,
is
boys.
Going to
get
drop.
Down. Get down. Get down. He dropped it. Go, 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 go. Yep. Dig, 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 dig.
He's hurt.
Yep.
Watch the throw. Watch
that's
the throw.
A double.
I hope that was just a thump on the ground.
He's getting up. He's getting his hat. He's probably a little bit mad, I would guess.
He ain't got a late start on it.
Yep. We're going to give old Daniel Patch
a little out of
double.
Breath. He might have.
Couple RBIs. Puts Daniel Patch in second.
Grabs his gloves. So
Kale Rimmel third. Indians.
Good for him.
Big inning here. Three runs.
Glad he appears, at least appears to be okay.
Makes the score 6-1, Indian. That's big.
Come on, T-Roy.
Troy is overdue.
Yeah, by about two games or so. It's a good time to start a hitting streak that'll last all next week.
Called strike. 1-1. Runners at second and third. Ball low. Two balls, one strike to Troy. Troy looking for something he can drive. Oh, way out
Ooh.
Front.
Ooh.
He just can't stay back.
So Eddie. Anxious. He's got to stay back.
Well, maybe he'll get his pitch here and hit one right at the flagpole.
Got him. Strike three.
Ah.
But in the inning, the Indians come up with three more runs on two hits. After six complete, our Indians lead it 6-1.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
We're back here at the Battlegrounds. The Indians are going to try to close this thing out. Top of the seventh. They lead 6-1. But the best hitters are coming up for the Starfires. Lead off, Hirschfeld and Steiner and Warner, first three hitters.
Pete, let's take a look at next week while we got you here.
Yeah, what you got going on?
Monday is, of course, the opening ceremonies here at the LeFevre Family Athletic Complex. That starts at 4:30, and then it's Shawnee right after. Softball is playing Walpock right here in WPGW. Rob Weaver's have that on. It'll be simulcast on Sports Stream 2.
Excellent.
Tuesday, we're going to Coldwater, take on the Cavaliers. Thursday, it's Marion Local, and that is right here at the Fort. Friday, the girls are traveling, have a home game with National Trail on Fort Curry Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, Dayton Dragons at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
The Tribe, or the Lincoln View Lancers. So that's this week coming up.
Big week of baseball coming up for the Indians. The ball's one strike. Caden Greasy gets ahead. He's going to come back out and try to finish this thing. I think right now, probably Jackson Irvin stands to get the W.
I have no idea.
I would guess.
I don't know how that works.
I would think you have to go more than two innings, don't you? Just two? If it's just two, then Bo Tim might get to win.
Yeah.
I'm good with anything as long as it's Indians.
As long as it's a W.
Yep.
One way or the other.
One way.
Just a little high. Three balls and a strike. Come on, Kate.
Finish it.
7 o'clock on Saturday night and again at 2 o'clock.
Let's make them hitters. Wines and pitches. Ball high. Yeah, he can't. He's not getting through it at all. Coach, I wouldn't go too long here. Well, Landon Post, he thrown it all this year?
I don't think so.
He has he?
No, I don't believe he has. Pitched some last year.
Yeah.
And the year before, I think.
Hit him.
You got to get him out of there.
Yep. Yeah, I think he can't even
throw
it. Yeah. There comes.
There you go.
I was going to say.
He started even walking toward the.
He's out of gas.
Yep.
Now, who's he going to bring in? That's going to be interesting.
Doozy. Or Garkey.
Alex Garkey. So they can pitch.
Well. Yep.
Yep. I thought it was under 30 pitches you could pitch.
I don't know. We'll see.
Find out.
Looks like he's out there. Want to stay here and talk about stuff, or you want to
talk about stuff?
We got lots of stuff.
We do.
What's going on tonight? We got Mr. What's his face?
Princess.
What's her name?
What's her face? Go over and check that out.
Sorry to Tracy. For destroying the name of her play.
Don't forget to get your WOW tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
50-50 tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And now the pre-event 50-50 is $10,660.
Wow. I'd take that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
but you don't get it tonight. That'll be later.
Nope. Tonight's $1,000.
Yeah, if your name is drawn in the early bird.
Early birder.
It's 1,000, and I think the 15th of each month.
$500.
It's going to be $500, and I think there might be another 1,000 in there somewhere. But the odds are a little better the first one because there aren't as many people in there. So
I never won nothing. Time.
Nope.
Well, that's
how many years they had this?
This will be five.
So I
had
$1,000 a year. So
yeah,
$5,000.
You're down a little.
So I spent $5,000 in this one.
Yep.
Yep.
I've sold 50 tickets each year. I ain't sold one winner.
Nice job. Remind you not to buy them off Harold Fielding.
Do not buy your tickets
year.
Off me. Unless you really just want to donate and enjoy throwing your money away.
Hey, it's worth it.
90% of the people do.
Yeah, well, yep. Probably a lot of people would probably pay $100 to see Tracy Bird up that
Tracy
coast.
Bird! Heck yeah. Doing a little watermelon crawl.
Yep. Yeah, if you're going to some place where you see somebody the quality of Tracy Bird...
Yeah, you're going to
pay $50 and you're 300 feet away, you're going to be pretty happy.
That brings Warner to the plate. I've got nobody on base. That's pretty good.
Except there is a guy.
Okay, so we got a hit by pitch and we got a ball on base on balls. A
couple of guys.
Warner, ground ball to short.
Get it out.
Got one. Over, not in time. We got an out. That's what we had to have.
Alex Deuce plays a nice short.
He does play smooth out there.
And Landon Post
choice
is a solid second baseman.
Very solid. Who'd we force out there?
Garrett Fowler?
Yeah.
Loser.
Ooh.
He's a nice guy, though.
He is. He's got a full beard, too. He's cool.
Yeah.
Full
beard. He's got all these big beards. I think they're so cool.
Careful, Bubba. I think he might
be able to knock me out. Throw me right out of the booth. I just roll right on the field.
Now you go. Off the thing. Back on the field.
I think I could hang on to netting, though.
Yep.
No.
No chance?
It's coming with you. That baby's
I'm bringing the whole thing
you.
Down.
Yep. You're going to look like a...
Which would probably be bring
burrito the, when you get down on the floor.
Bring the backstop down. Probably knock the press box over.
He'll be rolled up like a burrito on that net.
Gone. Destroyed.
Bowman, your header.
Nice to...
Make him a header.
Runners at the corners. Ball inside. Two balls, no strikes. Big Alex Garkey in. Pitched in the last game.
Any girls updates, Jill?
They just started their last game.
Who are we
playing? Eden
Barnes. Who?
Eden.
Eden, okay.
Eden. Popped up.
All right.
Very high.
Well, we got to hope.
Landon's got
it. Second baseman Landon Post catches it. Holding his glove the whole way. I'm not sure why you don't, or his hat the whole way. Not sure why he don't just let her fly.
Yep.
Go back and get her later. Hey, but he made a huge play there.
At least he didn't try to catch it with his hat.
Yeah, that's right.
We found out the other day. That's not
a good idea.
That's not cool.
Two down.
Umpires don't care for that.
Indians lead it 6-1. We got runners at the corners.
One pitch. Finish it with one pitch here, Alex.
Let me. It's a foul ball off his foot.
Runners on the corners, but they don't matter much.
We don't care. We just want one more out. Okay, yeah. That'll hurt.
Try and run is...
What happened?
In the hole.
Just pulled my head straight sideways when I turned. Stepped on the cord. Alex?
Who's got over hits this game? Ours. Landon?
Landon is 2-for-2.
Yep. Kale?
Kale Ramoy is one. Base on balls, hit by pitch, base on ball. He's 1-for-1.
Ooh. Hit him.
Loads of bases.
This guy.
Patchy, hit by pitch, walk.
Now the tying run is on deck.
Alex Deuce with a hit.
We just need to finish this off.
I got a whole lot of them. Bases are juiced up again. That was hit by a pitch to put him on.
Bear down, Alex. Let's go.
Beal is your hitter. Infield back, trying to get that last out. Force out anywhere here. Good pitch. Reach back and fire a little bit. Alex, see what happens. Alex back in the windup. Looks a little more comfortable there. Good pitch. Threw it right by him at the knees. Tough pitch to hit.
Big old swing and a miss.
All right, big fella. Nothing too good here. But no curveballs in the feet. He likes the pitch. Winds. Here it comes. Just a little inside. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Somebody squeeze his last out for the Indians.
Yep.
Let's get out of here.
Let's whiff him.
Allow. He's going. There's a throw. He's got a shot. Third He's out. Dead. Third out at home plate. Very bad.
That'll finish it.
We'll take that.
We probably did that on purpose.
Fielder's choice. We'll just call
to sucker him into going.
Third out. Indians win it. 6-1. We'll be right back to recap what our day's been.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
All right, we're back. We're back here. Indians salvage game two of the doubleheader. Win it 6-1. After losing the first game, 8-5, and good comeback.
Nice comeback for the Indians. Pretty good pitching today. We had a pitching by committee in game two. Boateng let it off, had a couple nice innings, and then Jackson Irving came in, gave us another couple 2-3 innings, and Mr. Greasy came in, gave us about an inning and a half, and Alex Garkey came in, finished it up.
That was a good win for the Indians, and Landon Post once again did what he does. He keeps getting on base, two hits tonight, scores a couple runs, and Daniel Patch with a big double that put the icing on the cake.
That put the hurting to him. We needed that there in the sixth inning. We got some insurance runs, three insurance runs, put a crooked number up on the board. Indians with a split. We got to be happy, I think.
That's right. That's right. Steve Diller texted and said, I had a full beard when I was in sixth grade.
He probably did.
I'll bet he did when he was a freshman.
Yeah,
could start now and be dead, and I still wouldn't have a
no chance.
Beard.
No chance.
Yeah.
All right, we got a big week coming up, Fee, and
It
starts off tomorrow Monday with the big opening ceremonies here.
Yep,
at the Lefevre Family Complex, and weather permitting, and the weather doesn't sound very good, but we do have another date for that.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, and we're supposed to take on Shawnee. And that's right here at 5 o'clock. The ceremony starts at 4:30. And then the softball plays right across the way at 5 o'clock. And their ceremony is at 4:45. And that game will be on PGW. Simulcast on Sports Stream 2. Mm-hmm. Tuesday we travel to Coldwater. Big Mac game.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to win the Mac, it goes through Coldwater normally.
Exactly right.
So you
got
to try to get him. I think we can do that this year. Alex Dussel. Definitely love the challenge,
I agree with you. And then Thursday, another MAC game. It's Marion Local here at the Fort. And I think you'll see Bo Tim with the ball.
Yeah, Bo's also, he gave us a couple nice innings here today. I mean, he's throwing the ball really well right now, too. We got two good pitchers going.
That's right.
We'll give it our shot.
And then Friday, girls softball is on Fort Recovery Radio. They have National Trail here at the Fort. And then Saturday, we're traveling to Dayton Dragons to take on the number two ranked team in the state of Ohio, Lincoln View Lancers.
That'll be a test.
That will be a test, absolutely.
Big
so
test.
We got Coldwater and Lincoln View this week and Marion Local. So,
yep.
And Shawnee, weather permitting. So, for my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, for all of our sponsors, we thank you for letting us bring you Fort Recovery Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. We'll see you Monday.
Hopefully.
listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.